An Australian man detained for more than 40 days and convicted of illegally entering an apartment building in Tokyo says he was only trying to find out more information about the location of his children. 46-year-old Scott McIntyre's two children were taken by their Japanese mother without his consent while the family was living in Japan. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports.
In May last year, Scott McIntyre's Japanese wife said she was taking their kids to stay with their grandparents for the night. He hasn't seen or heard from them since. All of their contact details were almost immediately switched.
Their phone numbers were changed. Their mother's email address was also all changed. So I have no method of contact. Email's been changed, phone's been changed. They were removed from school.
In the wake of a devastating typhoon in Japan in October, he visited the only address he knew, his estranged in-laws, to try to find out whether his kids were okay. He followed in another resident to their apartment complex. He says he looked to see if there were any signs of the kids from outside the apartment and then left. A month later, he was arrested and spent 45 days in detention in Tokyo, where the lights were on 24/7.
It makes everybody walk around like a zombie. You're not aware of your own thoughts. I was interviewed on every occasion without a lawyer being present. I was held with several murderers. I was held with an armed robber. I was held with a rapist. I was held with a pedophile.
In the Tokyo District Court yesterday, McIntyre was given a six-month sentence suspended for 3 years for pleading guilty to one count of illegal entry. The judge noted that the case was serious enough to warrant more than a fine, but noted that he only entered a common area and wasn't destructive. McIntyre and his family moved to Japan in 2015 after he was sacked from SBS for expressing a series of controversial views about Anzac Day. He tweeted on Anzac Day that Anzacs in Egypt, Palestine and Japan were involved in summary execution, widespread rape and theft. He and his wife are going through a divorce mediation, and Scott is growing increasingly desperate to know whether his children are safe. Parental abduction and parental alienation have long been acute problems here, with children often losing contact with the non-custodial parent after an acrimonious split. Unlike most developed countries, Japan has no joint custody system after divorce, and court-ordered visitation rights are often ignored with impunity. Japanese politician Seiichi Kushida says it's hard to measure the number of children who are abducted by parents, but believes the hundreds of cases, including around 50 from Australia, that are known about, are just the tip of the iceberg. He says the laws must be changed to allow joint custody, and until that happens, everything will stay the same. For Scott McIntyre, this saga isn't over. This verdict will certainly harm any future family court proceedings he's involved in, but he is hoping this case brings international attention to the issue of parental abductions in Japan. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo, reporting for AM.